Now we've got Steve in North Carolina on the line with a roofing question. Tell us what's going on at your money pit.
Many years ago, my wife and I moved into a very small cabin way out in the woods, very wooded. So there's a lot of, every fall, a lot of debris and leaves and such. And we built onto the cabin a nice 12 by 12 bathroom with a flat roof. And that was not really my idea. That was a buddy just said, this is the way to go. We are now, and granted, it's given us good service. We did that in 1995. But now it is, with these last monsoons we've had here in North Carolina, we have leaks. And I guess my question is a flat roof a good idea anyway? And then what are the pros and cons of a metal versus shingle roof?
Okay, so first of all, is a flat roof a good idea? Well, depends on your perspective. Look, there's a lot of commercial buildings that have flat roofs that last a long time, but they're also very, very well installed, and they don't have any leaks as a result of that. I will say that a flat roof is one of the leakiest roofs, generally speaking, because very often when they're put in residential homes, they're not put on by pros. And certainly, since you have a flat roof that's 20 years old, that's really, really old.
I'm no pro, but yeah, I put it in.
Yeah, 1995, I mean, you're talking 20 years ago, and that's a really old roof at this point in time. It would be old if it was a pitched roof. It's really old if it's a flat roof, which generally lasts about half that time. So it's time for a new roof. Your options are to put another flat roof on it, which there's nothing wrong with that. The new materials today, especially the torchdown flat roofs, work very, very well. I just put a flat roof on my house. But what I did before I put it on, though, is I added a slight pitch to it. You can buy foam underlayment that basically will give you a slight pitch to a flat roof, and that helps the water run off, because you really don't want anything that's flat. You really want to have something that has got at least a low slope to it. So if you add a little bit of slope to it and then put a new torchdown roof on it, it should be fine. You asked about metal. Metal is certainly an indestructible roof, and if that's something you're considering, I would also encourage it, because if you put a metal roof down once and you do it right, you're not going to have to do it for 100 years, and then who cares, right?
Analysis. I mean, is a metal roof, and I've sort of looked at it, but is a metal roof more expensive than a shingle? Or it is, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it's about four or five times as expensive. So it's very expensive, comparatively speaking.
Is that labor or is it really the material?
You know, it's both. So if you're going to do it yourself, you're going to save some money, but it's really the kind of thing that's kind of tough to do yourself unless you really have some experience working with metal.
Okay, great. And one request, I've said it before, I'll say it again. I wish your trailer music, just let it play.
We'll have to put the entire theme music online for those that care to listen to that.
I wish you would. We love your show. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.